July 30, 1922. Louisa feels repugnance in letting the writings come out. Laments of Jesus. In letting copying being done from my writings, in obedience to the confessor, of that which Jesus had told me about virtues, I wanted to have it copied without saying that it was Jesus who had told me that. And he, on coming, displeased, said to me, "My daughter, why do you want to hide me? Am I perhaps a dishonored person, that you don't want to mention my name?" When one speaks about a good, a saying, a work, a truth from a dishonored person, one does not want to say who that person is, so as not to cause the loss of the esteem, of the glory, of the prestige and of the effect contained in that good, in that saying, etc. In fact, if one says who the person is, it will not be appreciated and will lose all its beauty, since others will know that the source from which it comes deserves no appreciation. On the other hand, if he is a good and honored person, first one mentions the name of that person, so as to make whatever he said or did stand out more and be more appreciated, and then talks about what he did or said. So, do I not deserve that my name be placed before my words? Ah, how badly you treat me! I did not expect this sorrow from you. Yet, I have been so generous with you. I have manifested to you many things about me. I have let you know many things, and the most intimate ones, about me, which I have not done with others. You should have been more generous in making me known. Instead, so sparing. Others would have manifested the little I told them by trumpets, in order to make me known and loved. You, instead, want to hide me. I don't like this at all. Confused and humiliated to the summit, I said to him, "My Jesus, forgive me, you are right. It is because of the great repugnance I feel. This putting my will into how I should come out tortures me. Have pity on me, give me more strength and grace, and make my heart larger, so that I may never again give you this sorrow. And Jesus, I bless you, so that your heart may receive more grace, and may be more generous in making me known and loved."